Hi there. The word for you today is on spiritual paralysis. One day when Jesus was preaching at a house in Capernaum, the Bible says four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. Now, this man wanted to move, but he couldn't. And you know what? Spiritual paralysis works that way too. Inside, you know you have what it takes to succeed, but your spirit isn't responding. What's going on? Unremitting stress creates pressure that eventually turns to frustration, and constant frustration produces an inner weariness. You feel bland. Nothing excites you. One day feels like the next until you start believing that nothing is ever going to go right for you. And it doesn't matter whether you live in a mansion or a mud hut. Unless you're free in your spirit, it's like living in a prison. Now, there are different kinds of spiritual paralysis. There's the kind that leaves you with out-of-control emotions. You can't hold on to what you need, like a job or a relationship. You know something's wrong, but you can't seem to make it right. Another type of spiritual paralysis stems from mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion. Listen, when people are continually drawing from you, eventually you run dry. It's impossible to be an encouragement to others without refilling your own well at the source. Let me say something to you. If this describes you, refuse to spend another day of your life in a paralyzed, out-of-control, exhausted state. Like the man in today's story, you'll find your answer in the presence of Jesus. He gives joy, freedom, and purpose to life. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, that he, quote, refreshes the weary and satisfies the faint. But you have a part to play as well. Jude the Apostle writes, build yourself up in your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Spirit, and keep yourself conscious at all times of God's love for you. That's how you deal with spiritual paralysis.